This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food and Wine, copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Bottle Service. Chardonnay Takes Over, 16 Stellar Bottles from Germany, Italy, and Beyond by Lucy Simon. Chardonnay is grown on nearly every continent in the world. Although grapes are grown in Antarctica's McMurdo Dry Valleys, surprisingly enough, none are Chardonnay. It's the world's most widely planted wine grape for several reasons. It thrives in a range of climates. It deftly expresses characteristics of the terroir it's grown in, and it's amenable to a wide range of winemaking styles. Oak? Great. No oak? Fine, too. Chardonnay is easygoing. Yet despite its distinctly international nature, when people in the United States think of Chardonnay, they tend to think of just two countries, the U.S. and France. And while there's no question that both nations produce some of the world's greatest Chardonnays, there's also so much more to explore. As a result of the shifting climate, Chardonnay now thrives in regions once too cold to fully ripen it. In Italy's Piedmont region, the home of the world-class reds from Barolo to Barbesco, many winemakers are betting on white wine for the future. Fourth-generation vintner Angelo Gaja of Gaja led this embrace of Chardonnay early on. In the mid-1980s, Gaja released the first vintage of its prestigious Gaia and Ray Chardonnay. "We've always had to have a spirit of adaptation," Angelo says, and that experimental spirit is now helping the Gajas adapt their winemaking to the shifting climate. In 2015, the family invested in the high-elevation Alta Langa region, planting vineyards devoted primarily to Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc and building the state-of-the-art winery for all of Gaja's white wines. "Take a picture of Alta Langa today," says Angelo's son, Giovanni Gaja, "because everyone will be up here in 10 years. Jenna Fields, founder of the German Wine Collection and a 2025 Food and Wine Drinks Visionary, feels that Chardonnay is Germany's next big grape. Although it's only been approved for cultivation since 1991, today it's an exciting varietal for importers bringing German wines into the U.S. "You couldn't legally bottle Chardonnay in Germany until the 1990s, Fields says. In fact, before Chardonnay was approved for cultivation in 1991, German wineries used to grow and make Chardonnay but label it as Pinot Blanc because the two look almost the same in a vineyard. From Italy's Piedmont to Pfalz in Germany and from Marlborough, New Zealand to Margaret River in Australia, Chardonnay is the ultimate international grape. Why not explore one of these regions on your next trip to the wine shop? If experimentation works for superstar winemakers like Angelo Gaja, it should work well for you, too. Here, then, are 16 great global Chardonnays to drink right now. Zippy and Lean. Chardonnay's brighter side comes to life in cool climate areas like Germany's Pfalz region and oceanside vineyards in New Zealand, Australia, and Greece. 2023 Weingut Seehof Chardonnay. Winemaker Florian Foth first released this stony Chardonnay in 2024. The grapes come from two limestone-rich Grand Cru vineyards in Germany's Rheinhessen region, and the wine ages in a mix of stainless steel and used oak barrels, yielding a lemony, minerally-driven white with plenty of depth. 2024 Craggy Range Kidnapper Hawks Bay Chardonnay, $27. Hawke's Bay is located on New Zealand's North Island, where the temperate climate is ideal for balanced Chardonnays and for red Bordeaux-style varieties. This one offers yellow grapefruit flavors and minty green herbal notes, the latter imparted by 70% whole cluster fermentation. 2024 Te Mata Estate Chardonnay, $30. This lively Chardonnay is perfect for welcoming spring. Expect apricot, peach, and zippy acidity, an ideal match for roasted salmon. Aging for 11 months in oak barrels softens the wine's edges too, leading to a slightly richer texture. It's a true taste of New Zealand's Hawke's Bay, where Te Mata has made wine for 130 years. 2021 Okono Murat Rebholz R. Hansjörg Rebholz, $110. This peachy, apricot-inflected wine comes from some of Germany's oldest Chardonnay vines. It has energetic acidity and a touch of salinity that makes your mouth water. This is a wine with long aging potential. Drink it now if you like, but with age, it will develop enticing honey notes and a nutty savoriness. 2023 Domaine Scora Zalmira Chardonnay, $24. Lime and salt define this sun-kissed Greek white. Domaine Scoras is best known for indigenous varieties like Macho Fuliero and Agro Gatillo, but its terroir-driven Chardonnay tastes of the place it was made. All crushed seashells, salty ocean air, and sunny acidity. 2022 Becker Family Chardonnay, $28. Germany's Pfalz region is the land of Riesling. Only 3.9% of its vineyard land is devoted to Chardonnay, but this standout bottling from Weingut Frederick Becker overdelivers with bright tropical fruit aromas and citrus flavors. While still a German wine, much of Becker's Chardonnay grows on the French side of the border. 2021 Salway Obertourville Chardonnay, $58. Third-generation winemaker Conrad Salway carries on his family's dedication to the classic grapes of Baden, but he also embraces experimentation, like making Chardonnay. This elegant, austere white is a great example, with flinty notes, a touch of graphite, and lemony acidity. 2022 Lewin Estate Art Series Margaret River, $135. Australia's Margaret River region benefits from cool ocean breezes and gravelly soils, and some of the country's finest wines are made there. Among them is this apple and pear-fruited wine from Lewin Estate, one of the founding wineries of the region. Wine collectors snap up the new vintage every year. Rich and Round. Vineyards in warmer climates or at lower elevations, fermenting and aging in oak barrels, resting on its lees, and malolactic fermentation can all encourage Chardonnay to express its more luscious, rich, full-bodied character. Here are 8 ripe round Chardonnays to try from Tuscany, Piedmont, Germany, and beyond. 2022 Culling Grillot Reserve Chardonnay, $38. Owner Carolyn Spanier Gillot is the third generation of matriarchs to lead her family's estate. The grapes for this round mango peachy Chardonnay are grown on steep vineyards in Germany's Rheinhessen region, hugging the Rhine River. 2022 Tenute del Cabero La Pietra Toscana, $46. Made from grapes grown nearly 1,500 feet up in the Tuscan hills, this full-bodied wine offers candied ginger and orange peel flavors. It's aged before release for 18 months in 50% new and 50% older oak barrels, then in the bottle for another year, but it still has vibrant fresh acidity. 2024 Bollini Barricato 40 Trentino, $20. Made from grapes grown in the monumental Dolomite Mountains in northern Italy and UNESCO World Heritage Site, this medium-bodied Chardonnay offers plenty of tropical mango and pineapple flavors, but its crisp lemon-lime acidity and mineral finish keep it refreshing. 2023 Cantina Guerlain Marna Chardonnay, $35. The vines for this citrus peel-scented Chardonnay from the Alto Adige grow in marl, a mineral-rich soil composed of limestone and clay. Guerlain was founded a century ago as a cooperative winery of 24 growers. Today, there are more than 200 families involved. 2023 Bernard Huber Malto Dingen, $81. This almond and orange infected wine comes from Malter Dingen in the Baden region. Winemaker Julian Huber calls the village the Burgundy Door. No surprise that his family's estate has been making Burgundian-style Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs since its founding. 2023 Von Winning Royale Chardonnay, $32. With its vivacious almond and pear flavors, this is one of the best wine values from Pfalz in Germany. Winemaker Stefan Altman ages in unused oak barrels, adding richness while preserving the wine's floral acidity. It's a great match for scallops sautéed in butter. 2022 Dog Point Marlborough Chardonnay, $35. New Zealand winemakers Ivan Sutherland and James Healy meticulously manage low-yielding vines for this nutty, distinctive white. It's aged for 18 months in a mix of old and new oak barrels, resulting in a wine with notes of citrus and roasted pecans. 2024 Gaha Ross J. Boss Long, $125. This profoundly complex wine from the Piedmontese icon Gaha is a blend of Chardonnay and a small percentage of Sauvignon Blanc. Chardonnay lends ripe mango and papaya flavors, balanced by the wine's acidity and minerality, with just a touch of fresh green herbs from Sauvignon Blanc. Our next article is entitled Cause and Effect. 2023 Food and Wine Best New Chef Isabel Koss is expanding her restaurant empire in Washington, D.C., tackling the savory and the sweet, by Kushbu Shah. Isabel Koss, the proud self-described pâtissière chef using the Spanish word for dessert, has had a whirlwind 3 years since being named one of Food and Wine's Best New Chefs in 2023. She may have won the award for her desserts at Lutèce, the charming French neo-bistro in Washington, D.C., but in the meantime, Koss has made it clear she is a huge force outside of the pastry kitchen, too. These days, the majority of her attention is focused on Pascual, an ambitious and inviting modern Mexican restaurant where Koss runs the full kitchen, both sweet and savory. It's a role that she took on a little by mistake, Koss says sheepishly. She opened the restaurant in 2024 with her husband and fellow chef, Matt Conroy, with the intention of serving Pascual's pastry chef. But with Conroy needed at the helm of Lutèce, where he is the chef, Koss took on both roles at Pascual, applying all of her pastry knowledge to how she runs the kitchen. Guard Manger is set up like a pastry station, says Koss, adding that every savory station is also responsible for a dessert. We don't have a separate pastry kitchen, so everybody gets to do quenelles and piping. It's not traditional, but it makes the kitchen and team more aware, present, and flexible, she explains. It also forces everyone to work super clean. Your cutting board can never stink of onions when you're also plating dessert. Koss found a new pastry chef, Anna Sofina Pino, for Lutèce, freeing her up to spend most of her week at Pascual. The restaurant remains incredibly busy, with diners clamoring for stiff margaritas and Mexican beers and wines, alongside Koss's lamb neck barbacoa, steak tartare tostadas, and rhubarb tres leches cake recipe opposite. The rest of her time is spent at Maison Bar of Inns, the chic and intimate French wine bar she and Conroy recently opened. It has 23 different wines by the glass and a menu that includes smoked eel brindade and a brioche stuffed chicken. It's open late until midnight, which is rare for Washington, D.C. We like to open places that we want to hang out in that are missing from the city, Koss says. And when she's not in her restaurants, Koss spends time on her new hobby, running. She picked up the sport when she missed a connecting flight after the 2025 Food and Wine Classic in Aspen. I couldn't sprint fast enough to my next gate, she recalls with a laugh. So she now runs 3 to 4 days a week before service. I found that I am a happier chef and a more creative person. This recipe is for rhubarb tres leches cake. Lemon-infused rhubarb compote gives this tres leches cake a tangy, refreshing spin. Whipped egg whites lighten the cake, helping it soak up the trio of milks, sweetened condensed, evaporated, and unsweetened coconut. Replacing whole milk, which is more traditional in the soak, the coconut milk adds mild, nutty richness that mellows the compote's bright tartness. For the cake, your shopping list is as follows. cooking spray, all-purpose flour, baking powder, kosher salt, 4 large eggs, granulated sugar, whole milk, vanilla extract. For the tres leches soak, you will need 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 1 13.5-ounce can unsweetened coconut milk, and 1 12-ounce can of evaporated milk. For the rhubarb compote, you will need frozen cut rhubarb, granulated sugar, grated lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, and a pinch of kosher salt. Additional ingredients needed would be whipped cream for serving and hibiscus powder optional for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the cake, you will need cooking spray, 3/4 of a cup of all-purpose flour, about 3 1/4 ounces, 1 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 4 large eggs separated at room temperature, 3/4 of a cup of granulated sugar divided, 1/4 cup whole milk, and 3/4 of a teaspoon of vanilla extract. For the tres leches soak, you will need 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 1 13.5-ounce can of unsweetened coconut milk, and 1 12-ounce can of evaporated milk. For the rhubarb compote, you will need 3 cups frozen cut rhubarb, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, and a pinch of kosher salt. Your additional ingredients include whipped cream for serving and hibiscus powder optional for garnish. Step 1. Make the cake. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Coat a 9-inch round cake pan with cooking spray. Set aside. Whisk together flour, baking powder, and salt in a large bowl and set flour mixture aside. Step 2. Beat egg yolks and 1/2 cup sugar in a medium bowl with an electric mixer fitted with the whisk attachment on medium-high speed until pale and thick, about 5 minutes. Stir in whole milk and vanilla. Fold flour mixture into egg yolk mixture just until combined. Step 3. Beat egg whites in a separate medium bowl on medium speed until foamy, about 30 seconds. Increase mixture speed to medium-high and gradually add remaining 1/4 cup sugar, beating until stiff peaks form, about 4 minutes total. Gently fold egg white mixture into egg yolk mixture in 3 additions. Step 4. Pour and spread batter into prepared cake pan. Bake until golden and a toothpick inserted into center of cake comes out clean, about 25 minutes. Let cool in pan on a wire rack for 10 minutes. Step 5. While the cake cools, make the tres leches soak. Stir together condensed milk, coconut milk, and evaporated milk in a large bowl. Using a fork, gently poke holes into the cake to allow tres leches soak to permeate. See note. Note, dip your fork in the milk soak to prevent it from sticking to the cake as you poke holes. Pour tres leches soak over cake. Chill uncovered at least 2 hours. Step 6. While cake soaks, make the rhubarb compote. Cook rhubarb, sugar, lemon zest, and juice and salt in a wide saucepan over medium, stirring often until rhubarb softens but still holds some shape. 8 to 10 minutes. Remove from heat. Let cool completely 1 hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours, stirring occasionally. Spread cooled compote over soaked cake. Step 7. Top cake with whipped cream, chill, uncovered in refrigerator at least 1 hour. Dust cake with hibiscus powder if using. Make ahead. Soaked cake can be stored covered in the refrigerator up to 1 day. Rhubarb compote can be made up to 1 day in advance and stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Store finished cake with compote and whipped cream loosely covered in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. For best texture, let it sit out at room temperature for 15 minutes before serving. Our next article is entitled The Best Frozen Cheese Pizzas. We tried 17 brands to find the ones that deserve a spot in your freezer by Andy Gosnell. Frozen pizza is the ultimate convenience meal. It can go from the freezer to hot and ready to slice in approximately 20 minutes and is easily upgradable with an extra grating of cheese, freshly cracked black pepper, or a drizzle of your favorite olive oil. At its best, a frozen pizza can rival your neighborhood slice shop, but at its worst, it can be a soggy, doughy, too sweet, or too salty mess. To find out which ones actually deserve a spot in your freezer, we taste-tested 11 brands side-by-side. Here are the five that came out on top. Best overall, Tombstone Original Crust 5-Cheese Pizza. Created at the Tombstone Tap Bar in Wisconsin, located across from a cemetery in the 1960s, this pizza features a quarter-inch crust that bakes up thin and crackly with deep browning. The tomato sauce skews sweet, but it's balanced by a savory blend of mozzarella, cheddar, Parmesan, Asiago, and Romano. $5 at Kroger.com. Best tomato sauce. Rao's Brick Oven Crust 5-Cheese Pizza. Rao's reputation for stellar jarred sauces carries over to its pizza. Made with Italian tomatoes, the sauce is tangy, has a savory depth, and, unlike most of the other pizza sauces we tasted, is not too sweet. It's a perfect match for the pie's topping of mozzarella, provolone, fontina, Romano, and Parmesan. $11 at Target.com. Best for DIY toppings. Sprouts Classic 4-Cheese Pizza. This frozen pizza from Sprouts Farmers Market was a surprise hit. It has a simple tomato-forward sauce and an even coverage of shredded mozzarella cheddar, Parmesan, and Romano with minimal grease. The crust is thin with crisp brown edges, making it an ideal base for adding extra toppings like pepperoni or veggies. $10 at Sprouts.com. Best thick crust. Freschetta Naturally Rising Crust 4-Cheese Pizza. While the sweet tomato sauce slightly overpowers a rich blend of cheese, we still recommend this freschetta frozen pie for its thick, puffy, and bready crust. The dough rises nicely as it bakes, developing complex honey and toasted cereal notes. $6 at Target.com. Best for cheese lovers. Screaming Sicilian Bessie's Revenge Cheese Pizza. Every square inch of this pie is blanketed with garlicky sauce and a combination of shredded mozzarella and white cheddar, topped with rounds of fresh mozzarella that melt into gooey pools. The crust is also satisfyingly crisp and crackly. $10 at Kroger.com. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.